Ordinarily, we would have been in a tax filing season already, but due to a fundamentally different approach, it's been pushed out to the 1st of September. The aim is to have a number of taxpayers auto-assess to relieve the stress and pressures of taxpayers, but also to accommodate strict social distancing measures. SARS Commissioner Edward Kiswetter joins us now to discuss the changing dynamics. Thanks so much, Commissioner, for joining us this evening. So like I say, SARS has announced a number of changes made in response to the coronavirus pandemic to continue with effective service while, of course, seeing to compliance levels being kept up. I mentioned auto-assessments of tax returns. What exactly are we looking at there? And would most taxpayers fall into the bracket of that getting done for them?
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Hanging on.
So I think maybe to start with where you're pointing me to, which is what is an auto assessment? An auto assessment by SARS, something we did last year, and basically by focusing this year on the compliance of employers who provide us with the payroll information, mm-hmm. as well as other third-party information, we have about 126 million records, employer records, different bits of information. We add to that the information we get, almost 100 million of additional data points we get from third-party providers such as banks, medical schemes, and retirement funds. We then use that plus the record of the past compliance record of the individual, and using some behavioral analysis and some behavioral economics, we are able to use all of the information and achieve through our machine learning and assisted AI models, we are able to achieve an outcome which is fairly accurate because we have all the information. In fact, it is, yeah. should be the same outcome that you would have if you had to submit the return.
Commissioner, I've got to ask you, though, we've had the tax ombud highlight systemic issues over at SARS. Do you see taxpayers buying into this process and actually trusting the entire thing, given that quite a few headlines have started to breed somewhat of a trust deficit?
I think we know the history of the trust deficit, and we would certainly not declare victory on the journey of rebuilding SARS. We still have many, many issues. Last year, when we did the auto assessment, about 230,000 individuals accepted it. And so I think we can give taxpayers a high degree of confidence that the intent behind this is purely to honor our strategic objective of giving them a seamless or an effortless experience. What COVID-19 has done is simply to say there's now another reason why we should accelerate this journey of modernization, mm-hmm. to try and minimize the risk of transmission. And so we have added a significant amount of additional applications to our online offering. There's no need for you to come into a SARS office to fulfill almost all of your obligations. And then in addition to that, with the auto-assessment, our estimation from our records show that over 3 million taxpayers should qualify. And by that we mean you would be an individual who has had a single employer with a single salary, yeah. and the basic deductions. You really ought. But now we won't force you to do that.
Exactly.
If you still want to submit a return, you certainly are welcome to do so.
So, Commissioner, for those who don't accept the auto-assessment, filing begins on the 1st of September. How much of an uphill battle are you envisaging here, despite this filing, for the past financial year, pre-COVID-19, where growth may not have been in deep contraction, but was contracting nevertheless?
So, remember, we are not trying to goal-seek an answer. The answer is what it is based on the data that we have. And so what we are really focusing on is to say, because of the work we are doing, the modernization work, the data modeling work, we are able to provide this additional feature of auto-assessment. Should you not use it and decide to return, we will still use the same technology and intelligence behind that. And therefore, we confidently say we want to reduce the number of individuals who are selected for audit by up to 45%. And therefore, the entire experience would, in any case, be a far more effortless experience, which should also improve the turnaround time and the service.
Okay, so all of this pertaining to the current or the past financial year, we're going to have to get you back at a later stage, Commissioner, to start exploring some of the challenges you're potentially facing moving forward amidst COVID-19, where already gross tax revenue collection in the first 2 months of this tax year came in, 36 billion rand less. Unfortunately, we're going to end the conversation at this point for this evening, though. SARS Commissioner Edward Kisvetter.